Churches are burned in anti-Christian violence in Indonesia. City Fest gears up for outreach in the U.S., and master trainers will help children in the third world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesian police stood guard outside churches Wednesday after a wave of anti-Christian violence. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it started in central Java when a court handed down its verdict in a blasphemy case against a Christian.
The man was found guilty. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The mob was angry because they wanted him to get the death sentence. In fact, they wanted the judge to immediately turn him over to the mob so that they could execute him.
Instigators whipped a mob into frenzy. They then rampaged the courthouse, police stations, and two churches. As the hardliners ran amok, the violence spread. VOM was not directly affected, but there's a team investigating.
We will have somebody who will go to the area and try to get some additional details, try to see what the church there needs, how we can provide assistance for them and help for them. But we're so early in this situation that I don't know exactly the steps that will be taken as we move forward.
Next, Christians in India's southern state of Karnataka are preparing to file a petition in court. The petition is being filed in opposition to a commission report that in essence blames the anti-Christian attacks in 2008 on Christians. Compass Direct reports the commission claims foreign funds were responsible for mass conversions of people from Hinduism. The report suggests anti-conversion laws will help what they call helpless victims. Christians call the report lies. Pray that it doesn't provoke any more bloodshed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Arizona City Fest with Luis Palau will be in Tempe Town Lake March 19th and 20th. Arizona City Fest will showcase music, extreme sports, family fun events, and the gospel. Workshops on healthcare, housing, jobs, and food and nutrition will also be offered. By City Fest weekend, tens of thousands of volunteers will have served in hundreds of seasons of service projects focused on homelessness, hunger, schools, neighborhood revitalization, and families in need. Pray many will respond to the gospel. Meanwhile, there's the local church and the traveling church, otherwise known as missionaries. As Christians, we should be involved in one or the other. The Mission Society missionary Deborah Benting is currently on loan to Youth with a Mission, or YWAM. She's using her skills in media to tell the story of God at work around the world.
People don't know how to pray. They don't know where to give their money. They don't know how to be involved, where to spend their time if they want to go on a short-term mission trip. So it's really important to point out those needs and share the opportunities that exist.
She does that primarily through video. She says the information provided is just one tool God uses to be the proverbial call on their life.
It's not a matter of if we're called. It's a matter of where we're called. And it's a matter of being obedient and being faithful to be a witness and to be a missionary wherever we are.
And World Light Christian Schools is a ministry that wants to see all people have access to Christ-centered education. But how do you do that when qualified teachers in third world nations are hard to find? Worldwide's Dale Dielman says their team has found a solution that'll fine-tune their work more efficiently. They're starting a program in conjunction with the Christian Reformed World Missions.
They have written a six-module teacher training program called Educational Care, Taking Care of God's Children.
Dielman is in charge of getting things ready for the distribution of the curriculum.
We will be training specifically out of our office, master trainers. Those master trainers then, after they receive the training on how to use these particular modules and how to train the content, will then train others.
The idea is to build a grassroots network that can generate even more qualified teachers who can share a biblical worldview.
It's biblically based in all of the content areas of the six modules.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.